You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are joined by Mr. Scott Landborg, the co-founder and partner and senior wealth advisor at Sterling Wealth Partners, a full-service wealth management group specializing in investment and risk management, insurance, retirement, and legacy planning, covering the bases well. And Mr. Landborg, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So, Mr. Landborg, what are the top investment strategies that entrepreneurs should be considering at this time?
Well, I think for entrepreneurs, it's important to understand that the financial world is always changing, just like the business world is always changing. And I think it's important to evaluate your investments really every single year, especially from a tax perspective. As an entrepreneur, you're going to have some years that are outstanding and you make a lot of money. You're going to have some years maybe that are a little more lean, more challenging. And I think if you're in those higher tax bracket years because you had a great year with your business, you need to look for items that are going to give you good tax deductions. And if you're in a lower tax bracket year, maybe you had a challenging year, maybe you've made some big investments in your business, if you're in a lower bracket, you need to look at doing some Roth conversions of those IRAs. I think that's one of the most important things to consider as an entrepreneur. You don't want to stick with your exact same investment strategy, but you have to adapt it to conditions on the ground just like you would your business. And doing those Roth conversions in those more lean years can make a big, big difference in your long-term retirement strategy. Also, I think the other top tip I have for entrepreneurs, I think, is to understand that you need to manage risk a little bit differently in your investments than you might be doing in your business. And often your investment portfolio, your retirement plan can help complement the risk you may be taking in your business. So if your business is a high-risk enterprise, maybe you want your investments to be a little lower risk. If your income from your business is really low risk, maybe you want to take some more risk with your investments. So have your risk in your investments complement what you're doing with your business.
Yeah, that certainly is key. How can retirement planning help a business owner from a tax perspective?
Well, I think it's important. If you have a really great year and you've made a bunch of money as a business owner, it's important to think about tax strategy, and retirement planning can be an important piece to that. I think you want to look at 401k plans. You want to look closely at defined benefit plans as ways to help save money in taxes. You know, I helped a doctor recently put away $100,000 in his retirement plan and get a tax deduction. I helped someone else recently few hundred thousand dollars, he was able to get a tax deduction. If you're in that high tax bracket and you're paying 40% to Uncle Sam and the state, being able to put away a lot of money for retirement can help you save money from a tax perspective. But my encouragement for business owners is make this part of your annual review with your employees. Every year, you're talking to your employees about raises, about bonuses. Maybe one year, instead of giving them a raise, you give them a retirement package. They're going to be happy about it, but it's also in your interest, because if you give them that retirement package, it opens up the different types of plans and the different type of saving vehicles that might be available to you to put money away for yourself and for your family. And if you're in a high tax bracket, that becomes so, so critical. So there are different vehicles other than traditional 401k plans to be able to put away a sizable amount for retirement and save that money from being taken from the tax man.
Great advice there. Thanks for that. Now, in the tax bill signed last year, any other tax strategies for entrepreneurs that they should be aware of here?
Absolutely. Lots lots of different tax strategies packed there for entrepreneurs and for business owners. I think one of the big ones is depreciation. Make sure you're talking to your tax advisor in December of this year to make sure you've taken advantage of every tax opportunity that's out there. And make sure your financial advisor and your tax advisor, make sure they're talking too to make sure you're not missing any opportunities. Some of the big ones are the depreciation rules. If you need a new vehicle and it's going to be over 6,000 pounds, you need a vehicle for the business, it doesn't have to be brand new anymore to qualify for upfront write-offs and upfront depreciation. So there's some real opportunities there to help cut your tax bill. I think there's also some opportunities in the real estate space. There's these things called real estate opportunity zones that we've just really started to unpack as the regulations have come out from the new tax bill. For example, where we have an office, if we bought an office building on the other side of the freeway in Santa Ana, under the code called Real Estate Opportunity Zones, if we own that property for 10 years, we could sell it and pay no capital gains tax. It's also an opportunity under that rule to move other highly appreciated assets, such as stock, and defer the tax. So let's say, for example, you bought Apple stock for $100,000 and now it's worth $1 million. You've got $900,000 of gain. You don't want to sell it because you don't want to pay the capital gains. Well, the real estate opportunity zones presents an interesting opportunity. You can sell that stock, defer the tax, roll it into this property that you're going to purchase. And then when you go to sell it, you'd have to pay the taxes at that point, but it allows you to reposition your assets in a tax-deferred way. So definitely a lot of opportunities to really look closely at in the new tax law and see how it can really help you being positioned as an entrepreneur. The best advice I can give you, though, is just make sure your financial team is talking to each other. Make sure they're talking, because that's the best way you can take advantage of those opportunities.
Today we are joined by Mr. Scott Landborg, who is the co-founder, partner, and senior wealth advisor at Sterling Wealth Partners, a full-service wealth management group specializing in investment and risk management, insurance, retirement, and legacy planning here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Landborg, how does Social Security planning fit in for the entrepreneur, and does it make sense to take it early to help fund a business venture?
Social Security planning is important for any person approaching retirement, especially important for an entrepreneur. You know, a lot of times, one of the biggest mistakes that I will see for people with Social Security planning is they say, hey, we don't know how long it's going to be here. Let's just turn it on at 62. Well, if you make over $17,000 a year, you're going to be penalized for every $2 you make. You're going to get a $1 penalty for every $2 you make. So most likely, if you're 62 and you're working full-time, or if your business is making money, it doesn't make sense to turn it on at 62, because you're going to get penalized and you're not going to get those same raises that you would have received by waiting until full retirement age. Now, once you reach full retirement age as an entrepreneur, or really as anybody, you can turn on that Social Security benefit and not have those penalties associated with it. So 66, 67, you can turn it on and not pay the penalty. I think at that point, you need to really think about where you are from a tax perspective. If you and your spouse are both working and you're full retirement age and you turn that benefit on, you may be in a very high tax bracket. So it may make sense to wait a little bit longer, maybe wait till you're 68 or till you're 70, until you're done working. Because often for many retirees, even entrepreneurs, when you're retired, often you'll be in a lower tax bracket, because at that point, your income needs maybe are not as big. Maybe you don't have a mortgage anymore, that housing expense is gone, you're not having to pay for kids to put them through college anymore. So often I see retirees where their income and their tax bracket is a little bit less in retirement. So sometimes it makes sense to wait on that Social Security a little bit later, even though there's an urge to take it earlier to get that free government benefit. But definitely Social Security planning has to be part of an entrepreneur's overall strategy and overall plan.
Yeah, most certainly there. Now, with where the market is today, where are the top opportunities and also the risk?
Well, it's been a tough time in the market. It's been pretty volatile since the end of the last quarter, and people get nervous seeing the market up and down 500-600 points in a day. It's pretty nerve-wracking. So I think the biggest opportunities and risks, I think first you got to think about risk management much more closely than you've ever had to think about it before. For the past 10 years, entrepreneurs have been able to focus just on their business and haven't had to really worry about their investments because anything you've invested in over the past decade has made you money. The S&P 500 is up over 300% since the bottom, 2008-2009. Longest bull market in history. Second longest was 1990 to 2000, and we saw how that ended with a big correction 2001. So I think risk management is more important than ever. If you have an advisor, you got to keep them accountable and you got to ask them the tough questions. You want to know, hey, in these good years, have we been keeping pace? Have we been keeping up? How much of the upside have we captured? How much will we capture moving forward? But more importantly, you want to ask them how they're going to handle the next recession. How are they going to handle the next 2008? How are they going to handle the next 2001? And if their answer is do nothing, you might want to get a second opinion. You want to have a realistic expectation of what to expect from a risk standpoint, and there's some things you can put in place to manage those risks. We've got a whole bunch of different strategies that you can think about for managing risk, from having a stop loss strategy, from having a sell discipline. But you really got to get a handle on how much risk you're taking and understand how much risk you're exposed to so that you can know what kind of corrective action you can take. As far as opportunities, I still think there's a couple good years left in this market. There's a lot of great things that have happened in the U.S. economy. The tax bill was great for entrepreneurs, great for business owners. You had a corporate tax code that was much more complicated, now much simpler now, a flat 20%, 21% rate for C-Corps and for business owners that are sole proprietor or S-Corp. You've got that 20% exclusion that you need to look at, make sure you're talking to your tax advisor about. There are still opportunities in this marketplace, and I encourage people with their investment portfolios, if you see stocks that are on sale, the market's down off the highs, there's some big blue chips, some big tech names that are on sale, and maybe it's worth allocating something to those opportunities.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed your visit with us here today. Most informative, not only for the entrepreneur, but for anyone from any walk of life. And thanks for your expertise and information shared here today. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else along the lines of our conversation today that you'd like to share?
I think entrepreneurs just need to spend attention thinking about their retirement picture as much as they do on their own business. At least allocate some time to make sure that they have a plan in place. As an entrepreneur, you'll have good years, you'll have bad years. You want to make sure your retirement plans can help complement your overall strategy to have the retirement lifestyle that you want. And most important, you got to have a plan that's adaptable. Just like your business has to be adaptable, your retirement plan has to be adaptable to conditions on the ground. And you need to make sure the financial people in your team, your financial person, your tax person, you need to make sure they're talking and communicating to take advantage of opportunities that this market and that these new tax bills may provide.
Scott, if listeners wanted to get further information on Sterling Wealth Partners and also be in direct contact, where is the best place that they could do that online?
You can go to sterlingwpartners.com, sterlingwpartners.com. We also have our own retirement podcast called Retire Eyes Wide Open. That's retireewo.com. Those are the best ways to get a hold of us and to learn more information about what we do and how we help entrepreneurs.
Mr. Landborg, all the best. Thanks for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a prosperous 2019.
Eric, love the show. Thanks so much for having us on, and good luck.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Scott Landborg, the co-founder, partner, and senior wealth advisor at Sterling Wealth Partners, a full-service wealth management group specializing in investment and risk management, insurance, retirement, and legacy planning. And for further details, simply visit sterlingwpartners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.